Welcome to episode 20 of From the Internet. My name's Ryan John, and today I want to talk about the podcast called Shut Up, I'm Talking. It's hosted by Sam and Josh, some guys who used to work together. Now they've moved away, but they're still managed to get the podcast done. Very funny guys, very funny podcast. It's called Shut Up, I'm Talking. You can check them out on Twitter, Facebook, or shutupimtalkingpodcast.com. Now, I feel really bad because I held these guys up for about 20 minutes because I was late to come and record, but at the end of this episode, I explain why I was late and I explain what happened to me, which caused the delay. And so skip to the end of the episode if you just want to hear that story. But if you like a good banging intense in public stories with crazy dog, if that's your thing, then skip ahead to the end of the episode. Before that, we chat about their podcast and podcasts in general. Very funny guys. This is Sam and Josh from Shut Up, I'm Talking. And this is episode 20 of From the Internet. All right, boys, I don't know if this is theft or if it's a compliment, but if I were to welcome you by saying, hello, shitheads, how would you feel about that?
You get it half right, because it's g'day, shitheads.
Ah, shit. Oh, yeah, I feel like an idiot.
You fucked it up, man.
Yeah.
You fucked it up.
I'm sorry about that. That's the way your podcast, Shut Up, I'm Talking, begins. Was that one of those things where you just did it one episode and just went, oh, yeah, we'll stick with that? Or where did
that
come
from? It
was
Sam's idea.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sam, explain yourself.
Pardon? Oh, I mainly got excited because I figured out that if you really stretched out the acronym of the show, it had the word shit. And then I just, I don't know, it naturally went from that. And I decided to start it once. Yes, you know, shitheads. And we decided to keep it that way.
Can I just say, like, I was never on board for that, like, for the first time. Because I was like, you know, I like the idea of insulting our listeners because it kind of brings you closer towards them. But the acronym was just so far stretched that I was like, nobody is ever going to buy this, Sam. Just shut the fuck up.
Well, when you said that, I'm looking at the SH and then sort of skipping the U of up and then back to the I of up. And I'm like, no, yeah, like, I can, yeah, maybe.
The problem was for us is that there was actually another podcast back in 2013 that was called Shut Up, I'm Talking.
Oh.
And
did you know this when you started yours? Twitter,
kind of. They stopped in 2013 as well.
So oh, okay, righto.
We were like, ah, fuck it. They don't even have any image art on their iTunes account.
Yeah, they're free swing. Fucked.
Yeah.
Yep, so, fuck those guys.
They, you know, their Twitter handles and stuff used the actual acronym, SUIT. So we couldn't use that. So I went out on a limb and tried to come up with something, and Josh just keeps cutting me down on it. But it turned out I was right. So fuck you.
To be honest, like, you know, because in the last, you know, the podcast that we recorded, we recorded a week ago, but went up as of today as we're recording this, we actually give a bit of an origin story to it as well.
Okay,
and
cool.
Sam told the story really well. It was a lot cooler than I thought it was.
I love that you've basically gone, Sam told it a lot better than he is now. Yeah.
All right, so what episode, like, we're recording this on Sunday, the 8th of November. Shit, it's my dad's birthday. Telling me to call him after. So as of the 8th of November, Shut Up, I'm Talking. How many episodes in? How are we going? How's it feeling for you guys?
Today is episode 14.
Whoa, does that feel like it's going quick?
Yes.
Really? Well, I think it partly goes quick because of the way we record it. Because Josh is lazy, I fly up to Wollongong once a month.
Right.
And we record like four episodes in a go.
Oh, okay, right. So, Josh, you never feel like you're going to contribute anything and fly to Melbourne or Ballarat or wherever Sam's located?
See, this is always what I felt, okay? Because, like, to be honest, Sam's flown up, is it twice now, Sam?
Three times,
all right. So we both flew up to the Acras, so that's where we recorded the podcast with Brownie and Dan Hill and a few other people.
Yep.
And now I'm flying down next week to record podcasts, so it's kind of balancing out.
you're flying down, like, towards the end of November. We started in August.
Yeah, job, okay, I'm a shit bloke. I'm a very shit bloke.
How do you feel about the time? Because I know for me, and I guess this podcast is a perfect example, we, the three of us, probably would have spent more time organising a time than we would actually doing the podcast. So how much time does it take up besides the actual 30-minute episode or however long it goes for?
So, for one, because Josh doesn't write anything down in a diary, I have to check three or four times over the space of a week to make sure the weekend I'm arranging to come up. He's booked something, and half the time he fucking does. last weekend I went up. I planned to do it all. I'd get up there. We'd be recording Saturday night. And then a few days out, he's like, oh, we're having a Halloween party at my house now.
Speaking of, you went to sleep at like fucking 9:30 at night and everybody else was partying on. You were bitching it massively.
It is a long way to go from Ballarat to Wollongong to go to bed at 9:30 at night.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's be a complete nana.
Now, you guys used to work in the same place in the Snowies, is that right?
Indeed. We both worked at, I worked at 2XL, so that was my first commercial radio gig, and Sam got the gig at the same time at Snow FM. So when we kind of came...
Some funny buggers played on us with that, didn't we?
Yeah, a little bit, actually.
So the way it had worked was I got offered the guy who you stay with, Ryan, Matt Redman's job.
Yes, who I live with him now. Yeah, he's an audio guy, yeah.
So that was going to be workday and commercial production.
Yeah.
And then I told Josh, because I knew Josh was looking for work, and I said, oh, apply for my job because I'll be leaving. Then a few days later, I think Guy left Snow FM and they shuffled things around and then hired Josh and told Josh he was going to be workday on 2XL and commercial production.
Right. So instead of replacing you, you end up working there at the same time for a bit.
Yeah, but so Josh has just called me going, I'm pretty sure I've somehow ended up with half of your job. And they
I got really worried because I was like, they've offered, because I heard that Sam got offered the job and the job was kind of like similar to what they had offered him. And then I got a call from the PD and he was just like, we're offering you this job. And I was like, am I fucking taking Sam's job? Like, and at that stage, I had barely known him. So you felt like you just got a guy fired. Yeah, exactly. Like, I was a little bit hesitant, but I was just like, well. and then we found out that there was a massive shuffle around. And, we moved into each other's houses, like, next door. I actually moved into Matt Redman's house as well.
Yeah, cool. Those media houses in country radio that would have seen, over the years, 50 different announcers shuffle through for a few months.
Like shit that's been left over from a million different people and you're like, I have no idea why this person ever had this and why is it in my possession now?
Well, I guess I bloody got bed bugs from the bed I moved into.
Yep.
You haven't done regional radio till you've crashed somewhere and got infected by something late in the night. That is a fact. I guess the obvious question about your podcast is why the shit didn't you start it when you lived in the same town? It would have been a hell of a lot more convenient, I would have thought.
Yeah.
So do we say the story of the podcast we did try to start?
We have a secret shame.
Right.
It's a massive shame. It's like a Code 5 secret very embarrassed about.
Can I guess what it is, if it's a secret shame?
Sure,
yes.
Go nuts.
You wanted to start a podcast / society about male men who like Sandra Bullock films.
I mean, it's close. Far off.
All right. Well, if it's not as shameful as that, then, well, actually, that's as shameful as it gets. So please enlighten me.
Well, we decided to do a podcast and we figured we needed a gimmick of some sort.
Right.
And we decided to do a movie review podcast.
Because the shtick that we got when we were down at Snow, like, we were on a pretty good wicket because the same person who owned our radio station owned the cinema, owned Charlotte Pass Snow Resort as well. So we would get free season passes up the Charlotte Pass and free movies whenever we want it when we go down to the local cinema down there.
Yeah, it makes sense. You guys got sorted. Living the life.
Exactly.
Yeah. We just decided to... So a friend gave us the idea and for whatever reason...
We thought it was good.
Our brains went, that's fucking stupid. We'd arranged for each episode to end with us rating it. But instead of like a 5-star rating, we'd say whether we thought the movie was better or worse than watching boobs for a half hour, and we called the podcast Movies.
Movies. Yep, that's...
Yep. Hence the shame.
And how many episodes in did you get? And how many people listened to Movies?
I think we listened to 3, and then the outrage shut us down.
There was like, because we would link it, and then, like, It's hard because I have a lot of mates who are, you know, very feminist and stuff, and they were like, the fuck are you doing? And I just didn't put together, like, that what we were doing was bad because, you know, we had female guests on and we were trying to, like, legitimize it from both angles. But you know, we were trying to resuscitate, like, we were beating a dead horse, essentially, and we just went, well, fuck this shit.
Man, you've used so many, like, metaphors in this chat so far, Josh. Was it a wicket before?
How long did you have to ice your wounds for from movies before you went, all right, well, let's try again?
Essentially, Sam was just, like, always a big fan of podcasts. And, you know, when we're in Jindabyne, we'd, like, try to, you know, go to exciting places. And for us, that was Canberra, because that was the closest capital city.
Yep.
And so on the trips, Sam would play Tofop. So we would drive and, you know, we'd play music one way down and we'd listen to podcasts the other way. And we're like, fuck, this is good. And then I moved to Wollongong and Sam was still at Snow. And Sam just went one day, fuck it, let's just do a podcast. I'll fly up. And I'm like, as long as this is your thing and I'm not having to worry about it. Like, I looked at it and I was just like, well, you know, it's going to probably turn out like movies. Nobody's going to listen to it. It'll be awkward and horrible. So if Sam wants to do it, I'll be his mate and I'll help, like, push it along. And then all of a sudden I fucking started loving doing it and now we're both in it, like, kind of the same way.
Yeah, cool. Now, I do this podcast because I just like talking to people and I feel like everyone's got a cool story to tell. And I'm guessing, you know, deep down what you're doing is because you just genuinely love doing it. But do you reckon there's like a... you know, maybe this could be a practice or a warm-up or like an ongoing demo for you guys to one day do a show together, because you obviously get along really well, or are you too similar, or what, you know, you don't always get to choose your co-host in the biz. Like, how do you see that panning out?
I mean, if someone one day was to be like, Sam, Josh, how would you like to host a show together? I don't think we'd say no.
Like, I don't want to sound like a wanker. It would just have to depend on where it was and who it was for. And so, just because, like, we really like doing the podcast, but, you know, the stuff we talk about on the podcast, like, I've talked, in the last two or three podcasts, I've just talked about my dick. Right. And I don't think I could do that on the radio.
I know. So. There's a special time for that, and that's called before 7 o'clock. So the 6 to 7 o'clock hour is where you get those stories away. So, but what I'm hearing is that Sam's like, yeah, cool, let's do it. And Josh is like, well, if the price is right.
Yeah, exactly.
we're basically on the same path there as well. I'm just better at sounding positive about it.
Yeah,
cool. I think the other thing is, like, for me in my career, Sam's always wanted to be kind of doing duo content, whereas I've kind of really wanted to do solo on-air stuff. So, Up until we started doing this podcast, I don't think I was ever, like, good enough to do it. And now people are listening to it. And I've kind of got, like, a little bit of a toe in the water. But, you know, I think it'll just have to depend on what happens, I guess.
Yeah, well,
Josh has a massive ego. And if you just caress it long enough and well, he gets fucking stoked and he'll do whatever you want.
Okay, right. So, yeah, it's always good to figure out how to work your teammate. Once you figure him out, and just... Some need stroking, some need reining in, but, you know, it seems like you figured that out. That's cool.
And I think that's why the podcast works.
Josh will be like,
I'm not going to be Kyle. I think the other thing is, we're just doing it for fun. Like, we're just telling shit, stupid stories. We're trying to get, like, good people to, again, like, just like you, like, talking to cool people. We like talking to cool people. The next podcast we're releasing, like, we have a really, like, one, a good mate of our show on, she just rocked up at a party with a couple of A-list celebrities. So, like, just being able to, like, convey those stories to other people because they are ridiculous is just really fun.
Yeah, cool. Now, the podcast was featured on Radio Today a few weeks ago, and I think every time there's an article about podcasts at the moment, there's always the... And as we've said, we do it because we like it and it's cool and it's like a little extra side project away from our money jobs, if you will.
Yeah.
But there's always a comment going, yeah, but how do you make money from podcasts? Yeah. Oh, I'm not doing it for free. You know, my time's valuable. Why would I waste my time? There's no money in it. It might not be you guys. It might not be me. It's probably more likely to be, you know, Will Anderson or someone. But do you guys have a personal kind of, I don't know, thought about where podcasts might be in 5 or 10 years, and if that'll ever change?
We were really interested because all of a sudden today, Pandora's like exclusively secured Serial as their playout system, and that's always been the thing.
The other way around, Serial has procured Pandora as its playout system.
Ah, okay. And, you know, like, everybody's always just like, you know, radio, it'll always be around because you need content. It can't just be music or whatever, but...
Yep.
Like, online streaming services, it's what happened with Netflix, like, that you just got what you wanted at the time, And I kind of think podcasting, or it may not be in the same way that it is right now, but in the future, like, content on demand is going to be king.
So if there's an equivalent of Netflix but for podcasts, that you pay a small amount of money each month and you've got access to all of these podcasts, and then depending on the listens or the whatever, you know, all the podcasters take their little slice.
Yeah, sure. And I think... after you, Samuel.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a case of, like, with the big streaming services already, like Pandora and Spotify, that are providing music, when you've got Pandora getting Serial, one of the biggest podcasts in the world, some would argue,
yep,
as content, it's just bringing them a step closer to competing.
Yeah, so let me just get this straight. And as a little asterisk, we're in three different states, the three of us recording this, why we're talking over each other. But so let me get this straight. If I want to listen to Serial Season 2, I have to sign up to Pandora and I can only listen to it via Pandora.
To be honest, I'm not sure, but...
I think that Pandora's got a free aspect to it as well. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, because, you know, again, this is a very new media, so it's kind of like nobody really knows what's going to work best.
Millions of people listen to...
It might be a case of you can get Serial from where you were normally able to get it anyway, but the only official streaming thing is Pandora.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Well, even, like, I love that we're just commenting and no, all three of us have no fucking idea.
I mean, isn't that podcasting in a nutshell?
Yeah.
That
is quite true. We're just thinking about it. Like, even if you didn't have to pay for Pandora, I personally would download the Pandora app to listen to it. And then, you know what? Suddenly I'm another user. And if they pick up 500,000 new users because they signed these guys, like, that's a massive win for them, even if there's no money yet.
And I think the other thing is, like, people, like, things are kind of going away from traditional advertising. You know, for example, a good opportunity or a good example of that is Michelle Bridges was doing advertising for Woolworths, and she called people who grew their own salads or something freaks.
Yep.
But that was an ad that was purely just on Facebook, and they got a massive backlash and they pulled it off. So they're kind of refining it, but those big kind of stars are really and YouTube's a massive
YouTube's figured it out. Yeah.
Like, you just, everybody kind of, you either join a group of creators and then there's a business that kind of works with YouTube to do that, or you're a YouTuber yourself and you organize the business side of it. Like, advertising is just going to come into the form of, like, stuff that's just going to pop up on your app. Like, the guy who made Flappy Bird or whatever, making millions and millions of dollars just because he had that little strip, like, bar up the top of his app when people would just get addicted to that game.
Other thing, though, is, like, I would say more so than radio these days, podcasting has the super fans, like the ones who are really dedicated. I mean, not necessarily ours, but the more popular podcast.
Yeah.
And those super fans are the ones that will buy the merchandise, go to the live shows. That's why just recently an American podcast, The Dollop, with Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds toured Australia doing live shows, and they fucking sold out.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But it's so weird. Like, if you're iTunes and you're like, we're making these, well, we're not making, but, like, iTunes is allowing these podcasts to make people famous, but then the only people that makes any money is the guys that own the theatre and the people talking. It kind of skips iTunes in terms of the cash.
Yeah. And I don't think it'll stay that way forever, but iTunes will probably not be a big player in the podcast realm. I mean, like, and I'm obviously saying this with no information as to what this company is doing, but we have our podcast gone Omni, and they have massive plans for, like, the podcasting sphere, like, where they want to take that kind of content and how people are going to make money out of it. And, you know, it's obviously connected to radio, because radio at the moment is the biggest podcasting. You know, everybody who has a radio show or has a brekkie show has a podcast of that show. Like, there will definitely be some way that they're going to be able to monetize that. Nobody knows how, because it hasn't happened yet, but, like, it will happen eventually.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I remember hearing, I was talking to one of the girls at Omni, and she was saying they want Omni as a provider to be the YouTube of podcasting, in that they'll have those automated ads at the beginning that then, like, you can pass the revenue on to the creators that way, so they don't even have to source the advertisers themselves.
Yeah, for me, the problem with, like, Omni and when you say those pop-up ads is, you were saying before that you're a big podcast fan, and when you're driving, you listen to a podcast. For me, I live near the beach, so I like to go for a walk and listen to a podcast. And I think a lot of people do it when they're on the computer or they're doing the cleaning or the cooking or something. I'm still not convinced people will sit at a computer and watch nothing while they listen. I feel like people's eyes need to be kept entertained.
Oh, you know, but they'll be like audio ads.
Oh, like Spotify, maybe, like when they
like a Spotify-style ad that'll start at the beginning and end of the audio.
Yeah, and that's how podcasts make revenue now. Like, they'll have either a pre-roll on either side of their podcast, or like one of the podcasters will do a live read in the middle of the ad and, you know, make a fair bit of money out of that.
Yeah.
And because podcasting is that freer thing, it's a case of, like, it's essentially what we in radio know as the live read, but because it's still podcasting is seen as a bit quirky and different, they can get away with doing really weird live reads that they essentially just improvise and they make it a whole other content thing. Sort of like how Hamish and Andy do with some of their live reads.
Yeah, there's like integrated little things. I just actually, with that in mind, guys, just one second. At Harvey Norman today, you can pick up a new bathroom setting for just $249. Great guys down there, Harvey Norman. Now, we're joined by Josh and Sam today from Shut Up, I'm Talking. All right, guys.
Josh, how do you enjoy going to Harvey Norman?
That's probably my favourite thing that's ever happened on a podcast ever.
All right, well, actually, let's talk about favourite things on a podcast. I want from each of you guys, maybe not your favourite podcast as a whole, as in like a series, but maybe your favourite episode of a podcast that you've ever heard. We'll start with that. So, Josh, have you got one?
I'm like really, I like when old school people kind of feature on podcasts and stuff. There was a Christmas TOEFOP that they did with John Deeks and other guests.
Deeks.
And they had like a typographer doing it and they got her on the pod, like just integrated her in it a lot. And it was really fresh and interesting. I think that was actually the episode. It's just like, fuck yeah, I'm a podcast fan, actually. I'll have to look it up and find out what number it was, but it was fucking good.
If I find it, I'll tweet it out when I bombard you with tweets for this episode. Sam, have you got one that comes to mind?
For sure. Well, there's one that I've been loving at the moment, an episode of, so I mentioned it before, The Dollop.
Yep.
Which is an amazing podcast. They just cover a bit of history each episode. One guy, Dave, reads out what he's prepared. The other guy just reacts. And I listen to an episode, I think it's number 51, about a guy called Michael Malloy. And it's about this guy who was an absolute drunk. And these other guys who ran a bar just decided that they'd take out an insurance policy on him and then kill him and claim the insurance policy. But he wouldn't die. Like, they kept like trying to like kill him off. First, they just tried to get him really drunk and he didn't die. Then they got wood alcohol, which apparently like 4% of wood alcohol will give you blindness. And they were giving him shots of 100%. And he was just downing it
just
and asking
it
for another. And it just kept getting more and more absurd.
Far out. That is fascinating. And then Michael Malloy went on to host the Triple M Hot Breakfast with Eddie McGuire and Luke Darcy.
Irish accent, but who knows about alcohol? I don't know.
I made that exact joke when Sam told me about it, actually.
It was obvious. I saw it and I was like, oh, of course. That's fascinating, though. And that's, for me, like, I love hearing obscure stories. So I've heard a little bit of The Dollop, but people are just like, the guy who plans it is obviously just, I don't know where he gets this shit, but it's just full of fascinating stuff.
Oh, yeah, and, like, it's just, it's super funny. Like, the way he prepares it, I read an interview, he prepares certain lines knowing that there'll be ones that'll get a good response out of his co-host, Gareth.
Yeah.
Expecting Gareth to be like, what the fuck is going on? This is absurd. And it really is hilariously just terrible, all the things they cover.
Yeah, sick. All right, there's this, and this is like really nerdy, and it's sometimes embarrassing to admit. I listen to this podcast called Beers, Blokes, and Business, and it's by Sean Callahan, who's the sports geek. I don't know if you've seen Sports Geek.
I actually used to work with him at SEN.
Really?
Yeah, back in the Dizzle, he was the one who hooked all of those guys up with the blue tick, and I begged him for one to hook me up, and he just didn't.
Well, screw that guy. I changed my mind. But, so his main business is like advising sports company and sports related people with social media. But he has this other podcast called Beers, Blokes and Business, where him and a couple of other small business owners have a beer and talk about small business issues. Oh, the words coming out of my mouth. It sounds so lame, but trust me, it's fascinating. I have an honours degree in finance. I get all worked up for business chat. Anyway,
is it like a tense business chat? Like, would the average punter be able to understand what's going on?
I think so. But I think like it's a niche. Like it's for other small business owners to kind of hear inspirational stories and hear how this guy did whatever. So anyway, it sounds really nerdy until you hear this. One week's guest was Will Anderson, and he wasn't telling jokes. He was saying this is how the business of being Will Anderson works.
Oh, wow.
And so when we were talking before about, like, he does the podcast for free, but then people come to the show and blah, blah, blah. And if he goes overseas for this many months, then he has to come back for that. And I was just like, oh, this is porn for my ears. Like, this is ridiculous. And I'll never forget that episode. So Beers, Blokes and Business with Will Anderson. Have a look at that. All right.
I will.
One more question. Actually, a few more questions. But dream guest on your podcast. Who would you love to have if you could have anyone?
We actually already have one. John Oliver.
Bullshit. John Oliver.
Like, John Oliver.
Like we've got a lengthy plan. We're just like, the plan is to get like bigger and bigger guests here until we become popular enough that we can get over to the LA Podcast Festival.
Yep.
And then build up from there. And then, to be honest, from there, we're just like, oh, somehow we'll get John Oliver's attention.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works, guys. So,
yeah.
I thought when you said that.
Enough emails, I'm sure he'll be fine, right?
When you said we've already got one, I thought you meant like you'd already got him.
No, we've just got a dream.
Because he was in Australia like about a month ago.
Mate, we would have, like, I think if we sat in a podcast studio with him right now, Sam and I would just be losing our shit. We would be giddy and unprofessional and fucking awful human beings.
As opposed to our other podcasts where we're highly professional and talk about injuries.
I just imagine, like, for me, if it was... I know, like I like late night TV, so like Conan or Letterman or someone.
Oh fuck yeah, that would be so cool.
I always just imagine that if I got to speak to them, it would like I would want it to be awesome, but it would just be me going, "Is it Conan? Oh my god, it's Conan! It's Conan!" Oh, shit.
The only thing about Conan, because so like I have all of a sudden become a massive fan of him over the last 12 months.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously he does a shitload of amazing content. Everything he does is just fucking mint.
Yeah.
But, like, he's got, like, a couple of... You know the Conan Plays Video Games segment that he does?
Yeah.
So he's got his mate that he plays video games with, and then they do a one-hour live stream kind of podcast on YouTube, and he always kind of half features on it, and you don't know, like... He's not kind of the same Conan you get on TV. Like, I'm not sure if you get the same kind of effect. I don't know. I feel like I'd be setting myself up for disappointment is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, if you watch...
Downer Josh. Don't listen to him, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Conan on your podcast.
Josh Buzzkill Olek. there's this... Guys, watch this documentary. It's called Conan Can't Stop. And it's a documentary about he'd just been sacked from The Tonight Show and he's like, oh, what am I going to do? I'll go and do a stand-up tour of all these little towns throughout the country and stuff. And it's sort of like a behind-the-scenes thing of that. And I watched that and I was like, oh, I still respect him as a comic and, like, I love him, his content. But it definitely I was like, because, you know, he was a bit down and angry at The Tonight Show and he was, it was real different. And I was like, oh, geez, it's a bit like, oh.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the thing, like, when you get to that kind of stardom, continuing it and keeping that same kind of momentum would be fucking impossible.
Yeah, it'd be bloody tough.
And it'd be like, you know, my favourite comic around at the moment is Louis C.K. because he's a fucking wizard.
Yeah.
And, you know, he is one of the only kind of big stars at the moment. And, you know, he is massive, but I think he's bigger with, like, you know, our demographic, our kind of age.
Yeah.
Like, he's the only one that can go, I'm going to record 3 TV series of my series, Louis, stop for a couple of years because, you know, I want to get my life experiences back. And nobody cracks the shits about it because, you know, you get so many TV series that are like, we have to churn this out. But he's one of those guys who's like, no, fuck that. I'm going to continue having amazing content regardless of how long it takes me to make it.
Well, the other day I went into my boss's office and I said, guys, I need a bit more life experience. I'm going to take 6 months off at the start of next year. And I couldn't have been told to get fucked faster out of anything I've done before. But it must be nice to have that that power. Guys, I ask this of most people in the podcast that obviously, like, it's called From the Internet. and the internet, like who knows what jobs will be around in 5 or 10 years and what's going on. But if you could tell your like 18-year-old or younger selves, like give some advice, what would it be? Because I know a lot of people, like these YouTubers who are really big now, they've been churning it out for 4 or 5 years. And I know for me, and even podcasts, I'm like, oh, what if I had started years ago, like imagine what it could be. And that's a terrible way to think. But like, if you could give your younger self some advice or push yourself in a direction, what would you do? Sam, you can go first.
You go first. Yeah, Sam, I need to think about this.
You bailed on the last question. So, Sam, what do you reckon?
I'm trying to think of a few. Did I bail on the last question?
Don't make any excuses, mate, and tell your fucking story.
Yeah, you generously let Josh go first. Well, I
need. Very kind of me. because in describing your question, you named basically two of the main things I tell my teenagers.
I've
get on YouTube and get on podcast.
I've rove McManus'd you.
Motherfucker.
I remember this.
I think, sorry, I've got fucking cars going all around me.
I was going to say, something's going on somewhere.
Yeah, no, my housemate, so I'm like in my driveway, my housemates are like renovating the inside of my house. And so I'm like at the other side trying to be quieter. And then every now and again, this big fuck off engine will go, I'll have to fucking go for a walk. I actually have something like one thing I grew up like, and I've spoken about in my podcast before, like, you know, but I kind of got bullied a lot when I was in high school. So growing up, I was like, oh, I have no idea what I'm going to do. And that's kind of the way I got into radio. Like I'd finished school and sat on my couch for 6 months playing Call of Duty, and my dad kind of went to me, oh, what are you doing? And maybe you should come in an SEN and panel a shift. And then, you know, ever since then, I bloody loved it. But I wasn't confident in myself up until that point. I'd probably just say, you know, just back yourself, honestly, because you will be okay at some point. Like, I don't think I ever thought that I'd be at the place where I am now at this point in time, even. Like, just, I think that's just advice to anybody. If you're passionate about what you're doing, just really fucking back yourself. And this isn't a funny answer. It's like a serious answer, but, you know, it's kind of exactly what I'd tell myself.
Yeah, no, that's good. No, it's good to hear that. And like you said, that's like, obviously for you, but applicable to many different people in many different ways. So that's a very valid answer. Don't feel like you have to dance monkey dance for the audience.
I like his one. I've got one. I would just say to myself, look, pick a field and then just get on making one of those, you know, a photo or a video a day for a year on that one thing so that you can convince people you're an expert in that field and then you can get a career out of that.
So you feel like a lot of the, doing inverted commas, fingers things physically is really shit on podcasts. But you're saying that anyone can be an expert if you do enough videos.
Well, fucking, you know, look at PewDiePie. He's an expert at yelling at fucking over video games. Now he's got like a Lamborghini or fucking Bugatti Veyron sitting in his garage.
Asshole. Absolute asshole.
Fucking asshole, exactly.
All right.
I'd say it's more a case of like, one, yeah, it does give a good impression that you know what you're talking about. But two, if you literally do a video on one thing every day for a year, you're going to fucking learn a bit about that thing and probably actually be an expert on it.
Yeah, that's some really good advice.
That is a...
If you want to be an expert on podcasting, head on down to Harvey Norman and check out their audio gear. This Saturday only. All right, boys.
I
got to tell you this story. One, because it just has to be told, and I don't think I'll be able to tell it on radio. Two, because it'll explain why I was late to record this, and I feel really bad about it.
Yeah, you're shit bloke.
Yeah, and three, you guys work in the biz, so maybe you can help me turn this into a break that can be told on air.
Okay.
So I was at the beach with my girlfriend before, and we've got like this little spot that we go to, and it's, you kind of got to walk over some hills and through a park, and it's kind of secluded. Let you get the beach to yourself. So we're walking back, and there's this dog tied to a tree, and it's barking its head off, like it's a psycho massive German Shepherd, and it's like covering the path. And then off the sides of the path is really dense like shrub, so you can't, like, you have to stay on the path. But this dog's going nuts. So we're like, Jesus Christ, how can we get past? And then we see this tent next to the dog, and the tents are rocking. Yeah, so I was like, hello? Hello, is anyone in the... And then this guy goes, what do you want? And I was like, Sorry, mate. Your dog's like, is he gonna kill me? I gotta walk past. Like I've my car. Like I need to walk past the path, and your dog's there.
At this point, he is probably balls deep in whoever else is in this tent.
Well, it seems that you have walked the same path that I have walked today, because he said, "Sorry, mate, can't do it. Rooting my missus." Just yelled that out, and I was like,
"This is in a public place."
Yeah, but it's kind of like, it's public in the sense that anyone can go there, but it's like off the beaten track. I hate to use the word beaten in this context. Anyway, so he and I was like, "Well, we need to get past," and he goes, "Well, you can go through the scrubs, or you can wait for me to finish, and I'm pretty close."
Wow.
So anyway, he says, "I'm pretty close," and I feel like I don't know how long they've been going for, but his wife was obviously not impressed that he thought he was almost done, because obviously she maybe wasn't quite done herself. So she, I kind of hear this, "No, you're not. Don't stop now." And I was like, "Look, if you just get your dog and maybe grab him for it and I can walk past, you can like, then you can finish." And he's like, "Nah, I'm in the zone." And I was like, "Well, I got to meet these guys. I've fucking got my own life to live. I'm happy for you. Like, you're banging in a park. Happy days, man of leisure. But your dog's fucking scaring me and I'm not walking near it." And he's like, "Well, you're going to have to wait." And so we literally waited for him to finish. And can I just say, what a finish.
Really?
Yeah, and then he comes out of the tent, grabs the dog, and we walk past, and sorry, I'm late. About 10 minutes later.
What the fuck?
Oh,
only in Bunbury?
No, this was a little bit south of Bunbury.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
And I'm going to say it was in sort of Usher Withers, which for 99% of Australia, they'd be like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" But for people in Bunbury, and they're like, "Ah, Usher and Withers. Yeah, of course he was. Of course he was."
So what was it? So you said your missus was with you?
My girlfriend, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what was she doing through this whole time?
Well, because she, I don't want to say because she's a girl, but like this dog was big and scary. So she was a little bit like, she didn't want to be attacked by a dog, which actually, that's not a gender thing. I don't think anyone wants to be attacked by a dog.
Yeah, exactly.
So she was a bit scared and was trying to like play it cool. But then she was like, we just had so many questions. Like, why bring the dog? Like in the first place, why is the dog so scary? If you're going to bang, like she had all these questions and she was just confused and she was like, "Well, I know you got to go." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I got to, these guys are waiting for me." And I'm like, "Oh, shit, I don't know what to do." And so she was a bit confused by it all. And then she was just like, "I would never have sex in a hot tent because it would be too sweaty." And I was like, of all the things that you could be concerned about, I don't think the guy cared that he was sweaty. He was fine.
I would honestly, because if I had a missus and I was in the similar situation, every girlfriend I've ever had would just be like, "What the fuck is happening right now?" Like, there wouldn't be, I don't think there'd be any waiting. I'd like almost, because if there was another path you could take, you'd almost be wanting to go around the extra 15 or 20 minutes just to avoid that, because that just sounds like the most painful situation ever.
Well, you say painful for us. You didn't hear her screams. But but yeah, it would have actually taken an extra 15 or 20 minutes. And I had you guys waiting. So I didn't want to hold you guys up any longer.
Aren't you lovely, Ryan?
Yeah, you're welcome. I wait for gross people to fuck in tents for you boys. So if anyone ever questions my commitment to shut up, I'm talking, you just remember that. But
down the same path that we name our podcast with, can you please say, "I will fucking avoid..." I can't even remember how you said it now, but whatever you just said.
All right, boys, you both work in the content biz. You both work in commercial radio. Is there any part of that story or way that story can make it to air?
Fuck no.
No?
Yeah, I reckon you could figure out something.
Well, do you like... Because, I think that the tent to rockin'... That's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. But as soon as you like get into the finishing business,
yeah.
Is this a story you have to run past your PD?
Well, it depends what theory you have. See, my theory is if you have to ask the PD, they might say no, and it was probably awesome because you had to ask the PD, so you probably just shouldn't tell them.
Oh,
because
point.
Here's the thing: if you ask your PD for permission, they might say no. Whereas if you do it, you've already done it.
I think the other question is, how down would Rosie be for this?
for this story.
Yep.
Oh, I think everyone loves a good fucking in the tent story. I don't think you're going to find someone anti that.
Then fuck it, go with it.
I reckon if you want to keep it PG, angle you go with is just say, dog was there, tent was shaking, you called out and didn't get a response, and then just had to wait there.
Yeah. What do you think happened?
That's not nearly as funny as the real story.
No, yeah. you can still storytell it. I gave a very abbreviated. Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Where did you take your dog?
I'm still wondering. Did he maybe bring the dog as like some kind of guard to prevent?
No, I honestly think the dog was there to stop. Like. No, I don't think they must have thought that nobody would have had the balls to try and stop them mid-coitus. So the dog was there to just be like, obviously I can see this tent shaking. This dog is barking its fucking head off, probably because there's a lot of noise coming from inside the tent. At that point, most people would probably just go, fuck this shit, I'm turning around.
Yeah, but it was sort of like it was 100 metres from the car park and I was walking back towards the car park. Like it was like they weren't hidden that poorly. But I don't know. I just think maybe they were like, oh, we'll go down the park and oh, we'll take the dog for a walk. And then they got to the park and they were like, so...
No, they were planning it because they had the tent. Who the fuck just brings the tent randomly to places?
I reckon they've set up the dog and they've gone, look, what's the place called again that it was in?
Withers and Usher.
They've gone, Withers and Usher. No one here has anywhere to be in a rush. The dog will scare them off and I'll just take the long way around.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just how people in Withers and Usher do picnics. They like start off with a nice cheese platter, open a nice wine and then set up a tent and fuck vigorously in it.
Ah, well, that would explain many things and why I've been very aggressively shut down from going on picnics in the local area, if that's the true meaning. All right.
Either that or maybe you just needed like one of those pole bags as a condom. Who fucking knows?
Or you can wait for me to finish. All right. Boys, so sorry I'm late again. I feel terrible.
We forgive you. You had to make it up by coming on our podcast.
I would love to come on your podcast. We have been talking about Shut Up, I'm Talking. Do you guys want to give it a quick plug? Where's the best place to find it? Where do you recommend people see you guys?
We planned the marketing for this terribly. There's a gazillion different names. So at Twitter, it's at Sup I'm Talking, S-U-P I'm Talking.
Yep.
The website is shutupimtalkingpodcast.com.
Yep, I'm looking it up
and
right now.
And on Facebook, pardon?
I'm looking it up right now.
Oh, nice. And on Facebook, it's just Shut Up, I'm Talking. We're also on iTunes, but we normally post the link to iTunes through all of that, so it's pretty easy to find.
Facebook's the hub, I reckon. Go to Facebook, or if you just want to just randomly open the website, there'll probably be a new episode there every now and again.
Oh, and that's one final question. I can't believe I hadn't asked this till now. As a fellow fan of the Cartoon Face logo, who does your graphics? Or is that like a strict secret that you will take to the grave?
No, can we tell the story about MC?
Yeah, okay. So basically, that was like we were like, how are we going to grab attention? And I was just like, we're going to do fucking cartoon heads.
Yeah.
So... Fiverr is
made up of our guests, so every guest, you know, will get a cartoon made of them.
And it does look great. It looks great. So well done on that.
And all like they look really realistic. And so I just jumped on Fiverr and I was like, cartoon people. And there was this one guy who did a really, really good job of Sam and I. And then we were like, okay, awesome. And then we started getting guests, and we got one for Bronte Coy, who was our first guest, and it looked fucking awesome. Yeah. So you know, we did it for a heap of people and went up to the Acras and Dan Hill set his cartoon head as his profile on Twitter.
Yeah.
And because Sam and I are hopelessly flogging everything we can because we want to get as many people listening this as possible, MC, who anchored Dan and Maz, and he's probably one of the best music jocks in the country,
yep.
Went and asked Dan, where'd you get your cartoon head from? And me, because I'm quick and a douchebag, was like...
Said anything. Dan tweeted back at him, tagging us in it, saying, ask Josh and Sam, they know where it's at.
Yeah, okay.
And so I was just like, you know, if you want to come on the podcast, you can get it for free. Otherwise, search this guy on Fiverr.
So what you're saying is it worth $5 to you to come on our podcast?
He didn't know that it was... Oh, actually, the website's called Fiverr, so I fucking guess he would know that it was $5. But yeah, and he just went and got it himself, and Sam and I have never been more shattered.
We've never heard from him. He never replied.
Really?
Not even a favourite, not even a like, you know, because Twitter's changed favourites now, actually.
Oh, it's a little love heart.
Little Love Heart. They're calling it likes on the app now, and I'm like, what's this shit? But yeah, and like we were just like, not even a thank you for pointing you in the right direction. He crushed us. We loved him, and he broke our hearts.
Well,
but if he does listen to this, we're totally fine with you, MC. We.
Please come on the podcast.
Very nice, very nice. All right.
We just spam asking him in every forum we can. Eventually, we make an MC on the podcast.
He's the first step. He's the first step of our plan.
No, here's how I see, and when I say your podcast ending, I don't mean like in a bad way. I mean like a glorious finale and conclusion. This is how I see it ending. John Oliver sitting in the studio with you guys, having finished the greatest podcast episode of all time, and he looks down the barrel of the camera, which is strange in a podcast, but that's what he's doing, and he says, fuck that guy for stealing your logo face.
Yeah! And I love your story. He doesn't even know his name.
Fuck that guy.
To be fair, I've met MC a bunch of times, and I couldn't have those words come out of my mouth, but here we are.
Also, I like the fact that he would have listened to your podcast at some stage as well, so yeah. We're going to be on the same level, mate.
Yeah. You, me, John Oliver, and an old bottle of brandy. 2017, lock it in. All right, Sam and Josh, thank you very much for your time, boys. Thanks for being on my podcast.
No worries, and we'll see you soon, and remember to call your dad.
Oh, yeah, it's his birthday. Shit, thanks, guys.
No worries.